bank. She heard the cries of the watch and saw the first gouts of flame as torches caught all along the line. The orcs broke into one of their marching chants, fierce and savage, and surged forward. Far back, she heard the mayor's deep horn. The spiders had scuttered back at the first of the light, but now bounded forward. As they came up the bank effortlessly, Pox slashed at their heads. One sprang sideways, evading her. The one in front reared back, head out of danger, and raked at her with a foreleg. Pox dodged and drove in, striking for the vulnerable neck. Tamarian's sword swung easily and parted the black carapace as if it were butter. The head flew off and the legs jerked. Pox jumped back to the top of the bank, looking for the other spider. It had disappeared. One of the militia waved an arm, and Pox saw behind their lines a glossy humped back moving swiftly toward the center of the village. "Look out!" yelled another man, and Pox whirled to face the first orcs. Swords rang on her blade. Beside her, the militia had climbed the bank too, and the clash and clatter of swords filled the night air. Pox killed the orc in front of her and wounded another, but more filled the gaps. The pressure of them forced her back over the top of the bank. Here, for a moment, it was easier. As the orcs came over the top, the defenders could strike from below, where they were more vulnerable. But again, the orc numbers overwhelmed them, and they began to fall back toward the square. They could not even take their dead along, for the orcs poured over the bank in black waves, and they were almost driven out of line as it was. Then, from the left, came a harsh blast of sound and the roar of the Duke's company's charge. Both cohorts struck the flank of the orcish advance. With the first flurry in the orcs' attack, Pox called the militia around her to fall into double lines. She and the others managed to thrust forward until one end of the line was anchored on the bank again. Beyond her, the line doubled back sharply along a lane, but the defenders had only a short stretch from the bank to the first building with no sort of parapet. While the Duke's charge pulled the orcish interest, they threw up a weak protection of furniture and barrels from that house, and stones from a garden wall. Beyond this, the orcs were pushed aside to stream past, on through the village. The orcs had clearly not expected this kind of resistance. Once the line was in place, the militia felt at once the lessening pressure, and orcs shifted to the right and beyond. Pox held the point until it was clear that the orcs no longer meant to dispute it. Then she called for reinforcements.
"But where are you?"
"That other spider, I must find it." The innkeeper, for he had come at her call, grunted.
"You'd go for that? Go on then, gods go with you."
Pox made her way through the remains of the militia toward the square. Even with all the torches lit, it was hard to see clearly. Black shadows leaped and twisted everywhere. She looked for the gleam of a hard carapace or the telltale eyes. Wagons had been overturned in the gaps between buildings in the square, but this protection had not been enough. Orcs had thrust them aside, and Pox found the square itself full of bodies, orc and human both. Two wagons burned in the middle of the square, lighting it well enough, but she saw no sign of the giant spider.
"Pox!"
Kolya's voice came from a high window in one of the houses. Pox squinted up.
"What? Are they gone?"
"Not all. I'm looking for that spider."
"It came over the wagon there and left that way,"
Kolya pointed. Pox waved and started to follow her directions.
"Pox, no, don't go by yourself."
Pox looked back up at her, and something, a shadowy movement, caught her eye on the roof above the window. She tried to make it out, then realized what it must be.
"Kolya, it's on the roof!"
As she yelled, the thing dropped suddenly, its anchoring line gleaming. Two legs caught the sill of the window where Kolya had been, and it swung to crawl in. Pox yelled,
"Someone drop me a bow!"
But Kolya, or someone else inside, rammed a torch.